G'day, day 156, and it was a 9-hour and 35-minute day, and it was to Martin's hut, the most crappiest of all the huts so far on Te Araroa. It's we're laying here at the moment, and we just heard a possum. It sounded like it was inside, but it's outside. It's just that these walls are so thin, and it is freezing. Gappy, and it's freezing. Oh my god, we're so cold. They started at a campsite that we, in the dark, and discovered that we could have been camping just like a couple of metres to the cross, and we would have been in this gorgeous place, but oh well, and found some other nice campsites too, but we were tired and we needed to stop, and we just found what we could. Hit up a road, Merivale Road, and it was nice and quick. It got things going. We weren't as fast as yesterday. Then got into bush, and the Longwood Range bush would probably go down as some of the best bush of the whole trail. It's lush, ferny, just green, and just it's just ancient and wriggly, and it was alive. Still as well. It was so still today, and it was just gorgeous, and it was just beautiful, and it was like, wow, this is awesome. So we walked through that, and then we got to the peak. We got to Bald Hill Peak, and then we were able to see the southern coast, and we could see Invercargill, Riverton, and Bluff Hill. So that was so cool, and I can't put it into words. Let's just say emotional about it. It was like, yeah, this is awesome. We had a bit of a break there, and then we continued on, walked into more bush, gorgeous. Oh, down a hill first. Forestry road kind of thing, a really good road, so we're quick there. Again, some more interesting bush again, different tree structures. And then more bush, got up to the Longwood peak, and it was kind of cool because my dad called me while he was up there, and we were on the peak, and he was delivering a motorcycle down in Tuatapere right way, and so he was looking up at the range while I was up there, and so it's kind of neat to think that we're that close, and yeah. We ended up getting down to more bush. It's starting to get muddy on the way to Martin's hut, and probably one of the highlights was the fact that my mate Geordie Eade, from years back, haven't seen him in 15 years, he turned up and he was waiting for us at the hut with some beers and some food, and it was just awesome. He lives literally down the road, so he had a 20-minute walk after taking his motorcycle up the road towards getting here, so he's got a farm just down. So that was awesome. So what do you think, Hannah?
I'm tired. You're tired.
Yeah, sleepy time. All right. Have a good life. See you.